The Luminous 100.
Luminuelle mentale constitution.
By Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous prosperity. Luminous elements. A playful journey through Ayurvedic complexity. Voice. Ava. Generated from the prompt. Luminous elemental constitution. Ayurveda for the whole human as a living system.
Contents.
1. The parable of light and shadow. 2. Daily practices in the dance of elements. 3. Science meets serendipity. 4. The divine play, Lila, in evolutionary intelligence. 5. Aphorisms of the luminous path. 6. Healing through cleared apertures. 7. Aligning with real complexity. The parable of light and shadow.
Tuning fork.
Haiku. Light chases shadow's grace. Lila laughs in the space between, softly rearranging.
Quote.
Where there is light, there is also shadow. To see both is to dance in Lila. Citation needed. Traditional saying or modern interpretation. Parable. The village of Half Moon. In a village nestled between misty mountains and silver rivers, the people lived by the rhythm of light and shadow. They called it Half Moon because for half the year, the moon's glow painted one side of their valley in luminous blues, while the other remained in gentle twilight. The villagers believed that light and shadow were not opposites but partners, a dance that kept the world balanced. But one autumn, the balance broke. The shadow grew heavy, like a cloak weighed down with secrets. The river ran sluggish, the fields wilted, and the children lost their laughter. The elders said it was because no one had remembered to play with the shadow. Play wasn't just for children. It was the language of Lila, the divine intelligence that wove everything together. A young girl named Mira noticed the imbalance first. She saw how the light, usually playful, now flickered as if tired. One evening, she ventured into the woods where the shadow gathered thickest. There, she met a fairy with wings like stained glass, half translucent, half dark. The fairy spoke in riddles. Asterisk, you fear me when I loom, but when we waltz, oh so smooth, the world remembers to bloom. Show me your hand, little one, I'll show you the sun. Asterisk. Mira hesitated, but then held out her palm. The shadow fairy touched it lightly, and suddenly, she saw, not darkness, but depth. She laughed, and the laughter echoed through the trees like chimes. Slowly, the shadow lightened, and the light brightened in response. By morning, the river hummed again, and the fields stretched toward the sun with new vigor. The villagers watched as Mira returned, her eyes alight with a secret joy. She taught them to notice where light and shadow met, not to conquer one or the other, but to dance. And slowly, Half Moon Village remembered its name. Balance wasn't just between light and dark, but in their play together.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
The work isn't about choosing light over shadow. It's about clearing the aperture where they meet. Here are three simple practices that scale with you. 1. Daily noticing. For 1 week, note moments when light and shadow balance, e.g., sunlight through clouds, your breath moving in and out. Ask, where is play happening here? 2. Breath as play. Inhale, imagine light entering you like warmth. Exhale, release a shadow, tension, a fear, or a thought that feels heavy. Do this for 3 minutes daily. Notice how the shadow you release often carries more weight after a few days. 3. Journal as mirror. Write a dialogue between your light and shadow selves.
Start with
light. What would you like me to show you today? Shadow. What would you like me to release? Review weekly for patterns. These practices are like musical scales, seemingly simple, but they strengthen the muscle of seeing Lila in everyday life. Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space in the self where light, consciousness, and shadow, unconscious, meeting play, allowing Lila to flow. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where do you feel light and shadow playing together in your life right now? Look for small moments, A laugh that follows a sigh. Sunlight through a window after a storm. 2. Searing middle. What shadows have you been avoiding that are actually inviting you into deeper play? This one stings because it asks you to see resistance as part of the dance. 3. End. How might you rearrange the furniture of your life to make more room for Lila's dance? A gentle nudge toward action. What one small thing could shift? The body, Lila, light, and the science of play. Healing isn't an act of the self. It's a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Think of it like a dissipative structure in physics, a system that organizes itself when energy is applied just right. In Ayurveda, this is the balance of the tridoshas, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. But here, we see it as the play between light and shadow. Lila isn't random chance. It's the intelligent, playful intelligence behind emergence. It's what complexity scientists call the third factor, after cause and effect, the laughter in the equations. When you align with Lila, you stop forcing balance and start noticing how light and shadow rearrange themselves through you, like characters in a story you're not writing alone. Every tradition is a mirror of this truth, whether it's the yin-yang symbol, the chakras, or the double helix. The work isn't to believe harder. It's to clear the glass so the reflection winks back at you. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Light without shadow is just sunlight. Add shadow and you get a movie. 2. Healing isn't fixing what's broken. It's letting the whole dance unfold. 3. Lila doesn't need your permission. She only needs your attention. 4. Every tradition is a mirror. Clear the glass to see the reflection smile back. 5. Shadows aren't enemies. They're the stage where light performs its tricks. 6. You are not the dancer. You are the dance's temporary home. 7. Play is how the universe learns, so do you. 3 exercises, building strength over time. 1. Accessible. The light shadow walk. Take a 10-minute walk. Notice where light and shadow meet, e.g., tree branches, your own footsteps. For each place, say aloud or to yourself, here is play. Tip, start with a park or a garden. Urban spaces work too, if you look closely. 2. Deepening. Breath as Lila.
Sit comfortably.
Inhale deeply, imagining light filling your body like a lantern. Exhale slowly, releasing a. Okay, I'm about to write a chapter for this book called Luminous Elements, A Playful Journey Through Ayurvedic Complexity. The chapter is titled The Parable of Light and Shadow, and it's part one in a series that teaches something called Luminous Elemental Constitution, Ayurveda for the whole human as a living system. First, I need to understand the structure. It's supposed to be a complete standalone piece, a holon, but also fit within the larger book. The title suggests it's about balance, light and shadow, and how that relates to Ayurveda or elemental principles. The instructions say, 1. Tuning fork, a haiku plus a quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting directly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, searing middle one, and 6. The body, the actual teaching, centered on Lila, divine play. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms, like atomic units of wisdom. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible deepening advanced. 9. Citations, real sources, mark where citations are needed, but not yet added. The voice should be warm, devotional, enchanted, direct heart transmission, like Ava Azure's. It should feel like a parable with elements of angels, fairies, romance, and a rewritten law of attraction. The language should be poetic, but grounded in complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. Let me break this down.
Satu tuning for haiku skuote.
Haiku should be uplifting, about light slash shadow or Lila. Quote, attributed to someone profound, possibly from a tradition or science. 2. Parable. A story that embodies the teaching without preaching. It should feel like a myth, but also relate to modern ideas of complexity and self-organization.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple practices that people can apply immediately, but which deepen over time, like scales in music or training. 4. Luminous definition. A definition boxed in gold, metaphorically here, for a key term related to luminous elements. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an easy one, then a searing middle question, and end with a reflective one. 6. The body. Teaching on Lila. This is the core. It should tie light slash shadow to divine play, Lila, healing as a property of reality, not the self, and align with complexity science terms like autopoiesis or attractors. 7 second sentences. Short aphorisms that capture the essence in a flash. Maybe things like light is the shadow's dance partner, or something about play. 8. 3 exercises. 1 beginner, 1 intermediate, 1 advanced that build on each other, like yoga sequences. 9. Citations. Need to mark where sources are needed, but not yet available. Let me start drafting the haiku and quote for the tuning fork. Haiku. Maybe something about light and shadow playing together. Light chases shadow's grace. Lila laughs in the space between, softly rearranging.
What?
Perhaps from a scientist or mystic. Something about play or complexity. Maybe something like, play is the highest form of intelligence. Attributed to someone, but I'm not sure who. Maybe needs citation later. Alternatively, something from physics or chaos theory, like Prigogine's work on dissipative structures. But since it's Ayurvedic and luminous, maybe a Sanskrit proverb or a modern interpreter. Where there is light, there is also shadow. To see both is to dance in Lila. Citation needed. Traditional saying or modern interpretation? The second one feels more aligned with the theme. I'll go with that. Parable. It should be a story about light and shadow as metaphors for something deeper. Maybe elements, earth, water, fire, air, or dashas in Ayurveda, but framed in a way that feels like a myth or a fairy tale, perhaps involving fairies or angels, as per the voice guidance. Idea, a village where light and shadow are two forces that must balance. When they're out of balance, things go wrong, like illness. But when they play together, harmony returns. Maybe a child notices this play and learns from it.
Structure et technique.
Simple practices to clear apertures or align with complexity. Maybe. Daily observation. Noticing light slash shadow moments in daily life. Breath practice. Alternating breath with light. Inhaling brightness and shadow. Exhaling release. Journaling prompts that reflect on balance. Luminous definition. Perhaps luminous elemental constitution or aperture. Let's say, luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space in the self where light, consciousness, and shadow, unconscious, meet in play, allowing Lila to flow. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where do you feel light and shadow playing together in your life right now? 2. Searing middle. What shadows have you been avoiding that are actually inviting you into deeper play? 3. And how might you rearrange the furniture of your life to make more room for Lila's dance? The body. Teaching on Lila. This should tie light slash shadow to divine play, Lila. Healing as a property of reality and complexity science. Maybe. Light and shadow aren't opposites but partners in a dance. Healing happens when we stop trying to control and let the system self-organize, like a dissipative structure. Lila is the playful intelligence behind it all, like the third factor mentioned in the prompt. 7 second sentences. Short, punchy, memorable. 1. Light without shadow is just sunlight. Add shadow and you get a movie. 2. Healing isn't fixing what's broken, it's letting the whole dance unfold. 3. Lila doesn't need your permission, she only needs your attention. 4. Every tradition is a mirror, Clear the glass to see the reflection smile back. 5. Shadows aren't enemies. They're the stage where light performs its tricks. 6. You are not the dancer. You are the dance's temporary home. 7. Play is how the universe learns, so do you. 3 exercises. 1 beginner, the light shadow walk. Notice moments of balance, e.g., sunlight through leaves, and name one light slash shadow pair in your day. 2 deepening, breath as Lila. Alternate inhaling light, imagining brightness filling you, and exhaling shadow, releasing tension or fear. Do this for 3 minutes, then reflect on how it felt. 3 advanced, rearranging the furniture of self. Write a dialogue between your light and shadow selves, asking them to negotiate space in your life, e.g., where can you both live together? Review weekly. Citations. I'll mark where I'm unsure. The haiku is original. The quote about play might need sourcing. Citation needed. Origin of the saying. For complexity science terms, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, I can cite Prigogine or Maturana / Varela later. Any Ayurvedic references would need citation too. Let me try to write this out as a chapter. I'll start with the title and then follow the structure. The Parable of Light and Shadow. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Light chases shadow's grace. Lila laughs in the space between. Softly rearranging.
What?
Where there is light, there is also shadow. To see both is to dance in Lila. Citation needed. Traditional saying or modern interpretation. Parable. The Village of Half Moon. In a village nestled between misty mountains and silver rivers, the people lived by the rhythm of light and shadow. They called it Half Moon because for half the year, the moon's glow painted one side of their valley in luminous blues, while the other remained in gentle twilight. The villagers believed that light and shadow were not opposites but partners, a dance that kept the world balanced. But one autumn, the balance broke. The shadow grew heavy, like a cloak weighed down with secrets. The river ran sluggish, the fields wilted, and the children lost their laughter. The elder said it was because no one had remembered to play with the shadow. Play wasn't just for children. It was the language of Lila, the divine intelligence that wove everything together. A young girl named Mira noticed the imbalance first. She saw how the light, usually playful, now flickered as if tired. One evening, she ventured into the woods where the shadow gathered thickest. There, she met a fairy with wings like stained glass, half translucent, half dark. The fairy spoke in riddles. Asterisk, you fear me when I loom, but when we waltz, oh so smooth, the world remembers to bloom. Show me your hand, little one. I'll show you the sun. Asterisk. Mira hesitated, but then held out her palm. The shadow fairy touched it lightly, and suddenly, she saw, not darkness, but depth. She laughed, and the laughter echoed through the trees like chimes. Slowly, the shadow lightened, and the light brightened in response. By morning, the river hummed again, and the fields stretched toward the sun with new vigor. The villagers watched as Mira returned, her eyes alight with a secret joy. She taught them to notice where light and shadow met, not to conquer one or the other, but to dance. And slowly, Half Moon Village remembered its name. Balance wasn't just between light and dark, but in their play together.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
The work isn't about choosing light over shadow. It's about clearing the aperture where they meet. Here are 3 simple practices that scale with you. 1. Daily noticing. For 1 week, note moments when light and shadow balance, e.g., sunlight through clouds, your breath moving in and out. Ask, where is play happening here? 2. Breath is play. Inhale, imagine light entering you like warmth. Exhale, release a shadow, tension, a fear, or a thought that feels heavy. Do this for 3 minutes daily. Notice how the shadow you release often carries more weight after a few days. 3. Journal as mirror. Write a dialogue between your light and shadow selves. Start with light. What would you like me to show you today? Shadow. What would you like me to release? Review weekly for patterns. These practices are like musical scales, seemingly simple, but they strengthen the muscle of seeing Lila in everyday life. Luminous definition. Aperture. A cleared space in the self where light, consciousness, and shadow, unconscious, meet and play, allowing Lila to flow. Three appreciative questions. One start. Where do you feel light and shadow playing together in your life right now? Look for small moments, a laugh that follows a sigh, sunlight through a window after a storm. Two, searing middle. What shadows have you been avoiding that are actually inviting you into deeper play? This one stings because it asks you to see resistance as part of the dance. Three, end. How might you rearrange the furniture of your life to make more room for Lila's dance? A gentle nudge toward action. What one small thing could shift? The body, Lila, light, and the science of play. Healing isn't an act of the self. It's a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Think of it like a dissipative structure in physics, a system that organizes itself when energy is applied just right. In Ayurveda, this is the balance of the tridoshas, Veda, Pitta, Kapha. But here, we see it as the play between light and shadow. Lila isn't random chance. It's the intelligent, playful intelligence behind emergence. It's what complexity scientists call the third factor, after cause and effect, the laughter in the equations. When you align with Lila, you stop forcing balance and start noticing how light and shadow rearrange themselves through you, like characters in a story you're not writing alone. Every tradition is a mirror of this truth, whether it's the yin-yang symbol, the chakras, or the double helix. The work isn't to believe harder. It's to clear the glass so the reflection winks back at you. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Light without shadow is just sunlight. Add shadow and you get a movie. 2. Healing isn't fixing what's broken. It's letting the whole dance unfold. 3. Lila doesn't need your permission. She only needs your attention. 4. Every tradition is a mirror. Clear the glass to see the reflection smile back. 5. Shadows aren't enemies. They're the stage where light performs its tricks. 6. You are not the dancer. You are the dance's temporary home. 7. Play is how the universe learns, so do you. 3 exercises. Building strength over time. 1. Accessible. The light shadow walk. Take a 10-minute walk. Notice where light and shadow meet, e.g., tree branches, your own footsteps. For each place, say aloud or to yourself, here is play. Tip, start with a park or a garden. Urban spaces work too, if you look closely. 2. Deepening. Breath as Lila.
Sit comfortably.
Inhale deeply, imagining light filling your body like a lantern. Exhale slowly, releasing a shadow, a physical tension or an emotion like frustration. Do this for 5 minutes daily. After a week, notice if the shadows you release feel lighter or more complex. For deeper work, add sound. Hum on the inhale, sigh on the exhale. 3. Advanced. Rearranging the furniture of self. Write a letter to your light and shadow selves.
Ask,
where in my life are you both cramped? What would it take for us to share space? Review weekly. Over time, this becomes a map of where Lila is inviting you to rearrange. Advanced twist. Invite a partner or journal as the stage director, observing how your light/shadow dialogue shifts. Citations. 1. Citation needed. Origin of the quote, where there is light, there is also shadow. Is this from a specific tradition, e.g., Advaita Vedanta or modern interpretation? 2. Dissipative structures. Reference Ilya Prigogine's work on thermodynamics and self-organization. 3. Autopoiesis. Cite Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela. 4. Lila as the third factor. This seems to come from the prompt. may need to tie to specific sources on emergence or complexity science. Citation needed. Claim about Lila being the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Where is this idea sourced? Let me review if this fits all the requirements. 1. Tuning fork. Check. Haiku plus quote. 2. Parable. Check. Story with teaching without asserting. 3. Structure and technique. Check. Practices that scale. 4. Luminous definition. Check. Gold box term. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Check. Start. Searing middle. End. 6. The body. Check. Teaching on Lila, light slash shadow, complexity science. 7. 7 7-second sentences. Check. Aphorisms. 8. 3 exercises. Check. Building in strength. 9. Citations. Marked where needed. Voice, warm, devotional, enchanted, feels like Ava Azure's tone with elements of angels slash fairies and romance. Light chases shadow's grace. Lila laughs. Alignment with complexity science. Mentioned dissipative structures, autopoiesis, to be cited, and Lila as the third factor in emergent systems. No preaching, let the water, Lila, carry it. The parable doesn't assert, it invites. I think this works. Let me write it out more polished. Daily practices in the dance of elements.
Tuning fork.
Haiku. Morning sun spills. Elements dance on my skin. Earth hums through my veins.
Gut.
The universe is made of stories, not atoms. Muriel Rukier, citation needed. Verify this quote or find a suitable alternative from complexity science or spiritual texts. Parable, The Gardener's Storm. In the village of Asant, there lived a gardener named Arjun. He tended his garden with reverence, knowing that each plant was a microcosm of the elements, earth grounding its roots, water nourishing its growth, air carrying its scent, fire warming its seeds, and space cradling its dreams. One day, a storm rolled in. The wind howled, the rain poured, and Arjun watched as his carefully tended garden seemed to collapse into chaos. But instead of resisting, he laughed. He stepped into the storm, letting raindrops dance on his tongue, feeling the earth tremble beneath his feet. He realized that this was not destruction, but the dance of elements in its purest form, Lila. When the storm passed, Arjun found his garden transformed. The plants had bent with the wind and stood taller, their roots deeper, their branches more resilient. He understood then that the dance of elements was not just about growth. It was about play, resilience, and the joy of surrender. Structure and technique. Daily practices in the dance. 1. Morning resonance. Begin your day with a glass of warm water. As you drink, visualize the water traveling through your body like a river, nourishing cells, cleansing toxins, carrying away what no longer serves you. Feel the earth beneath your feet and the air around you. This simple act aligns you with the elemental dance. Why it works? This practice is rooted in Ayurveda's principle of Panchabuddha, the five elements, but framed in complexity science. It's a way to attune with dissipative structures, how small actions create larger patterns over time. 2. Elemental mapping. At the end of each day, spend a few minutes journaling or sketching. Where did you feel the presence of earth, stability, grounding? When did water, emotion, flow, rise in you like a tide? How did air, thought, movement, carry your ideas? Where did fire, energy, passion, flicker or burn? And space, the silence between thoughts, the gaps where creation happens? This practice helps you see how the elements manifest in your life and how you can dance with them rather than resist. 3. Breath as play. Try this breath work. 1. Inhale. Imagine drawing in air like ocean waves, deep, rhythmic, full of life. 2. Hold. For a moment, feel the stillness between waves, space. 3. Exhale. Release your breath like wind through leaves, light, playful, letting go. Repeat for 5 to 10 minutes. Over time, deepen the practice to include more complex patterns mimicking natural systems. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Elemental dance. The dynamic interplay of the five elements, earth, water, air, fire, space, within a living system. It is not merely movement, but the sacred play, Lila, through which complexity emerges, structure forms, and intelligence manifests. Three appreciative questions. 1. How does your breath carry the weight of the earth today? A gentle invitation to connect with the present moment. 2. Where in your life have you resisted the play of elements, mistaking it for chaos? A searing question to provoke reflection on surrender and trust. 3. What if every challenge were an invitation to dance with the universe? A reflective question to integrate the teaching into daily life. The body, Lila as the mechanism of healing. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Think of your body and mind like a living system, like a river, a forest, or a storm. These systems are not controlled from above. They emerge from below through self-organization, autopoiesis, dissipative structures, and attractors that pull you toward balance. Ayurveda teaches that we are made of the five elements, but modern complexity science shows us that these elements are not static. They are in constant dance, a play of forces that create patterns over time. This is Lila, the divine play that underlies all reality. When you clear apertures, whether physical blockages like chakras or mental blocks like fear, you allow the elemental dance to flow through you. Healing happens not because you force it, but because you align with it. The law of attraction is a misnomer. It's not about pulling things to you, but about clearing space so that reality can move through you effortlessly. 7 7-second sentences. 1. The earth remembers your steps before you do. 2. Water flows where it will. So must your spirit. 3. Air carries whispers. Listen to the wind's wisdom. 4. Fire purifies not by burning, but by dancing. 5. Space is the silence between notes in the cosmic symphony. 6. Play is the language of Lila, spoken in every breath. 7. Healing is not an act, it is an aperture. 3 exercises, building strength over time. 1. Accessible. Morning water ritual. Practice. Drink a glass of warm water first thing in the morning. As you drink, visualize the water moving through your body like a river, cleansing and nourishing. Feel the earth beneath your feet and the air around you. Duration, 2 to 5 minutes daily. Effect, grounds you in the present moment and attunes you to the elemental dance. 2. Deepening, elemental mapping. Practice. At the end of each day, spend 5 to 10 minutes journaling or sketching your experiences with the elements. Note moments where earth, stability, water, emotion, air, thought, fire, energy, and space, silence, manifested in your life. Duration, 5 to 10 minutes daily, expanding to include reflections on how these elements interplay. Effect, deepens awareness of how the elements shape your experience and helps you see patterns over time. 3. Advanced Lila Breathwork. Practice. A guided breathwork exercise that mimics natural patterns. 1. Ocean breath. Inhale deeply, like a wave rising. Hold briefly. Exhale slowly, like the wave retreating. Repeat for 5 minutes. 2. Wind through leaves. Inhale sharply through the nose, like a gust of wind. Exhale with a soft, ha sound, like leaves rustling. Repeat for 3 to 5 rounds. 3. Storm breath. Alternate between deep, rhythmic breaths. Science meets serendipity. Tuning fork. Serendipity's light dances on chaos waves. Science bows to play. The only way to discover the limits of the possible is to go beyond them into the impossible. Arthur C. Clarke. Parable. The scientist and the playing universe. Once, in a laboratory nestled between the roots of an ancient tree, there lived a scientist named Dr. Viraj. He was known for his meticulous work on complexity theory, mapping how systems self-organize like the branches of a very tree outside his window. But one evening, as he adjusted the settings on his computer simulation, something unexpected happened. Instead of the usual fractal patterns emerging on his screen, the simulation began to pulse with colors that seemed alive, golden, emerald, and sapphire hues swirling like leaves in an autumn breeze. Viraj leaned closer, intrigued. He had never seen this before. The patterns weren't just complex, they were playful, as if the system itself was laughing at his attempts to control it. Curious, he reached out to touch the screen, and suddenly, the colors shifted again, forming shapes that reminded him of the dance of fireflies on a summer night. He realized then that the simulation wasn't just a model, it was alive in its own way, responding to his presence with serendipity. From that moment on, Dr. Viraj's work changed. He no longer saw systems as things to be mastered, but as partners in play, inviting him to explore their depths with wonder and humility. And sometimes, when the laboratory was quiet and the light just right, he swore he could hear whispers of laughter from within his simulations, like the universe itself was playing along. Structure and technique. Practices that scale with serendipity.
Pattern play.
Begin with 5 minutes a day, sitting quietly and observing the world around you. Not to analyze, but to delight in the patterns. Is there a fractal in the way water drips from a faucet? Can you see the golden ratio in the branches of a tree? Sketch what you see, not to capture it perfectly, but to play with its complexity. Over time, this practice will train your eyes and your mind to see the divine play, Lila, in everyday structures. Serendipity journaling. Keep a small notebook by your bed or on your desk. Each evening, jot down one moment from your day that felt unexpected or charged with meaning, perhaps a conversation that surprised you, an object that caught your eye, or a sudden insight. Over months, you'll begin to see how serendipity weaves through your life, like threads of gold in a tapestry. Complexity breathing. Lie down and place one hand on your heart, the other on your belly. Breathe deeply, imagining that each inhale draws in patterns from the universe, like the swirls of a galaxy or the branches of a river delta, and each exhale releases them with a sigh or a soft sound, like wem or ah. Do this for 3 minutes daily. As your comfort grows, extend it to 5 or 10 minutes, letting your breath become a dialogue with complexity itself. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Emergent play. The spontaneous, self-organizing dance of complexity where structure and chaos collude in joyful creation. It is the visible hand of Lila, the divine play that underlies all systems, from the swirl of a galaxy to the whimsy of a child's imagination. Three appreciative questions.
Start.
What if the patterns you seek are not hidden but dancing right in front of you, waiting for you to notice them with a playful heart?
Middle searing.
Are you willing to surrender your need to control just once and let serendipity lead you through the aperture of surprise?
And
how might your life shift if you treated every unexpected moment as an invitation to play with the universe? The body, where science meets serendipity. Science meets serendipity when we stop trying to force outcomes and start noticing how the universe plays with itself. This is Lila, the divine play that animates all things, from the self-organizing patterns of a snowflake to the way your thoughts sometimes align with your desires as if guided by an invisible hand. In complexity science, we see this in systems like dissipative structures, where order emerges from chaos, and autopoiesis, self-creating systems. These are not just abstract concepts. They are the visible footprints of Lila. The law of attraction is often misunderstood as a tool for forcing desires into being. But what if it's actually about clearing apertures, spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet, allowing play to do its work? Healing isn't something you do. It's something that moves through you, like water finding its level. Every tradition, from Ayurveda to quantum physics, is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work isn't about becoming something new. It's about clearing the apertures in your being so that Lila can dance through them with full expression. Think of it like this. When you stand in a sunlit room, light doesn't force its way into you. It flows through the windows you've opened. Similarly, divine play moves through cleared apertures in your mind, heart, and body. The more you align with real complexity, self-organization, emergence, chaos, the more you become a conduit for Lila, not by trying harder, but by playing deeper. This is where science meets serendipity. In the moment when you realize that the universe isn't something to be controlled or manipulated, but a living system inviting you to join its dance. And when you do, healing, insight, and joy arise not as goals, but as natural expressions of alignment. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila whispers through the gaps in your control. 2. Serendipity is the universe's way of saying, let's play. 3. Clear an aperture, and light will dance through it. 4. Complexity isn't chaos. It's the soil where play grows. 5. Healing is a property of reality, not your effort. 6. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. 7. Play is the language of emergent systems. 3 exercises. Building strength with serendipity. 1. Accessible, the noticing game. Duration, 5 minutes daily.
Practice. Set A.
The divine play, Lila, in evolutionary intelligence. Tuning fork. Haiku. Cosmic fingers play. Self-organizing dance of light. Lila whispers deep.
Guote.
Reality itself is a kind of play, a cosmic dance of energy and information. Alan Watts. Parable. The Gardener's Dance. Once upon a time, in a lush valley where rivers carved paths through ancient forests and mountains stood as silent sentinels, there lived a gardener named Arjun. Arjun was known for his skill not only in tending plants, but in understanding the whispers of the earth. He could coax life from barren soil with a touch, and his gardens flourished in ways that puzzled even the wise. One day, a traveler arrived at the village, a man named Kapila, who spoke of a hidden language, the way water flows, how roots tangle beneath the earth, and the patterns leaves make when the wind dances through them. He said these were not random but part of an intricate play, a dance that connected all things. Arjun scoffed at first. "I see only what needs to be done," he said. But Kapila pressed him, inviting him to observe without intervention, to sit by the river and watch how it shaped the stones, to stand in his garden and feel the earth's pulse. Reluctantly, Arjun agreed. For days, he sat watching, feeling. He saw the river carve paths not just by force, but by patience, by yielding to resistance. He noticed how weeds grew where light was blocked, not by malice, but by necessity. He realized that his own hands, too, moved in patterns subtle, rhythmic, as he planted and pruned. One evening, as the sun dipped below the mountains, painting the sky in hues of gold and crimson, Arjun stood in the center of his garden. He closed his eyes and felt the earth beneath his feet, the breeze through the leaves, the scent of damp soil after rain. And then he heard it, a hum, a vibration that seemed to come from everywhere and nowhere at once. When he opened his eyes, Kapila was standing before him, smiling. "You've begun to hear the play," Kapila said. "The universe is not a machine to be controlled, but a dance to be joined." Arjun realized then that his work as a gardener had always been about more than tending plants. It was about participating in this divine play, this Lila, where every action, even pruning dead leaves, was part of a larger, intelligent unfolding. From that day on, Arjun's gardens grew not just in size, but in harmony. The plants thrived not because he forced them, but because he danced with them, moving in rhythm with the unseen currents of life. But why did he do it? Not for reward or recognition, but because he loved the play itself. And in that love, he found a deeper understanding of his own being, as if he were part of something vast and intelligent, always evolving, always at play. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. 1. The breath as a tuning fork. Start by tuning into your breath. Notice how it naturally falls into rhythms, sometimes slow and deep, sometimes quick and shallow. This is like the river in our June's garden, shaping itself moment to moment. Practice for just a minute each day, observing without trying to change anything. 2. The dance of elements. Take a walk and notice how the elements around you, air moving, earth beneath your feet, fire like warmth or coolness, interact. How does the wind carry scents? How do shadows shift on the ground? This is like Arjun listening to the whispers of the earth. 3. Playful planting. If you have a plant, tend to it not just with care, but with playfulness. Sing to it, tell it stories, or simply move your hands in rhythm as you water it. Notice how the plant responds, not just in growth, but in vitality. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play, Lila. Meaning, the intrinsic, intelligent, and joyful unfolding of reality as a dynamic, self-organizing system. Lila is the space where cosmic intelligence and human creativity meet in playful co-creation, beyond the dualities of effort and result. It is the hum beneath all action, the dance of elements that invites participation rather than control. 3 appreciative questions.
Start.
How might your life be a reflection of this divine play, if you were to see it? Middle searing. What aperture have you closed that is now ready to clear, so that Lila can flow more freely through you?
End.
Where do you feel the pull of this playful intelligence in your daily life, and how might you surrender more fully to its rhythm? The body, the divine play, Lila, in evolutionary intelligence. Divine play, or Lila, is not merely a metaphor but a lived reality, a property of evolutionary intelligence embedded in the fabric of existence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the creative tension that dances between order and chaos, structure and dissolution. In Ayurveda, this is seen in the interplay of the dashas, Vata, Pitta, Kapha, which are not fixed but dynamic expressions of energy, constantly adapting like dissipative structures in a living system. 1. When these energies flow without blockage, they create harmony. When they stagnate or become rigid, disharmony arises, not as a flaw but as an invitation to rejoin the play. Healing, then, is not an act of will but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where resistance dissolves and the intelligence of the whole can express itself freely. These apertures are like eddies in a river, places where energy swirls with potential rather than rushing linearly toward a goal. 2. Every tradition, every spiritual path, is a